Want to tell you about a men's mental health support programme that's beginning in Ballinglass next month. At the end of March, it'll run through April and into May as well. On the line is Liam McGowan, who's chairperson of the West Wicklow Mental Health Association, and also Deirdre Bigley from Heads Up Kildare. She's the programme coordinator. You're both very welcome to Kildare today. And Deirdre, I'll start off with you. We've spoken to you a couple of times before about different programmes that are happening around Kildare and into West Wicklow, run by Heads Up. But for those who are maybe hearing about it for the first time, what is Heads Up?
Good morning, Owen. In fact, yeah, it's lovely to talk to you again. Heads Up is a programme that is designed to, I suppose, support people who might be struggling with, I suppose, mental health issues. It is we teach a self-management tool on how to better manage your mental health.
All right, good stuff. And some of these programmes have been run in Kildare for the last while, and they've been very successful, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been running programmes in Kildare since 2015 and have been, as you say, very successful. So we were delighted with the opportunity when it came to us to collaborate with West Wicklow Mental Health Association to bring the programme to Ballinglass.
And Liam McGowan, the chairperson of the West Wicklow Mental Health Association. Good morning to you, Liam.
Hiyo.
Something that was badly needed, apparently, around the Ballinglass area. Is there anything like this there?
There's not. One of the issues, West Wicklow seems to be kind of a little line between Kildare and East Wicklow that tends to get overlooked in terms of supports, in terms of services. So part of the reason for the West Wicklow Mental Health Association setting up in the first place was to try and change that. It's not just in the Ballinglass, but it's the whole stretch of the West Wicklow area. And there's not anything like it. And for us in particular, we want some interventions as well as trying to promote what's good out there. And having worked with Deirdre before, one of the things for me and for us in the association is this is one of the few men's programs in the country that's evidence-based and that men keep coming back to. So for us, it's very hard to reach men and for men to actually seek help and continuously seek help, and Heads Up has a history of doing that, a well-evaluated history. So we're really delighted, and we're hoping to this is like the start for us, we hope, this collaboration. The issue is with mental health and even the target group for this group is getting people to make that first phone call to engage with the program, because once they come in, I mean, Deirdre will back this up, once they come onto the program, they never leave. It's getting them in the first place is the challenge, actually just reaching them. And thanks a million for having us on today as part of that attempt to reach out.
Yeah, I think it's important. And it's described as a 7-week evidence-based program for men. And I'm looking at some of the ambitions that this program has. Make connections and set new goals. Learn new skills to help cope with everyday life. Know that you're not alone, grow your confidence and resilience, and get support from others in a safe, non-judgmental space. So how do you think this program is going to work, and how is it going to run then, Liam?
So part of the way it works is that connection and that peer support that happens once the men come together. And also, it's not like a traditional kind of teaching course or teaching program where people are told how to be well. It's a very interactive, and there's multiple kind of skills and multiple types of kind of modules or types of sessions. Anything from drumming to, you know, to building self-esteem. There's a whole range of different things that comes up. So how it works is it taps into, I suppose, the male identity. It taps into male connection, you know, that kind of shoulder-to-shoulder talking that men can do. And it really, a lot of it ends up that they are helping themselves, facilitated by the facilitators that comes in. And frequently what happens for a lot of men in the Heads Up program is this is just a start for them. They often end up wanting to give back and get involved in more stuff where where they've built up their own self-esteem, they've built up their own resilience, they've become more connected to themselves and the community, begin to identify more as man in a challenging era, particularly if you're unemployed or if you're retired or if you're not connected through team sports, etc. like that. That's how it works. It's that connectivity and kind of being able to relate to other men in a really well facilitated with multi kind of purpose skills built into that facilitation.
It's going to be held in the Baltinglass Parish Centre, but I would imagine that it's not just for people who live in Baltinglass. You don't have to be strictly from Baltinglass. There's a lot of people listening on the Kildare side of the border that would travel to Baltinglass and it would be their closest town, and then even in other little villages along the Kildare-Wicklow border. Are you encouraging as many people as possible to reach out here?
Absolutely. It's in Baltinglass because Baltinglass is kind of one of the central kind of, it's kind of almost at the centre of the kind of the West Wicklow stretch. So across from Kildare, even across from Carlow, you know, it's we're encouraging anybody. This is just for all men. It happens to be in Baltinglass. And yes, absolutely. Thanks, Owen. Come across from Kildare, from Castledermot, from kind of wherever. You know, it's not kind of you have to be on this side or on that side. It's just take the opportunity, seize it, and enjoy it, is what we would say.
All right. There's a nice message has come in from Dermot in Athy. He says, I did that course a few years ago and it saved me, and it set me up to do peer support in DCU with Liam, and I know Deirdre as well. They both do fantastic work. So that's good testimony there from somebody who has obviously taken part in one of the Heads Up programmes before, which is very important. Deirdre, you might just remind us then of the important dates of when this is happening in Baltinglass and how people can sign up if they want to take part.
Yeah, great. And thanks, Dermot, for those kind words. The programme, we will begin in the 31st of March, which is a Monday, and it's going to be run two mornings a week over a period of 7 weeks. So it'll be run on Mondays and Tuesdays. So if anyone is interested, anyone over 18, the only criteria that we have is that the person wants to come on the programme, is open and willing to learn. And the... sorry, the how they sign up is give me a call. My number is 085 10 68 305, or they can contact us through Facebook or indeed through our website. So it's just headsup.ie. So give me a call, an email in, and we'll take the conversation further.
All right, so the programme dates again in Baltinglass Parish Centre, March 31st and April 1st, April 7th and 8th, April 14th and 15th, 28th and 29th, as well as the 22nd, and then May 6th, 12th and 13th. So it's a 7-week evidence-based programme for men coming to Baltinglass Parish Centre from next month. More information if you contact Deirdre on 085 1068 305, so 085 1068 305, or you can also contact the West Wicklow Mental Health Association as well. Liam McGowan, chairperson of the West Wicklow Mental Health Association, and Deirdre Bigley, programme coordinator with Heads Up Kildare. Thanks to you both for joining us.